Wednesday, February 8th, 7:45 something p.m. This is the slice of life number 11. It might be another mopey cast after class today. It wasn't bad. I don't know. I'm not really sure I'm feeling it. I don't have the shiznit, the schnizzle. And I gotta find my way, I know. So there's really good things and things just to think about and reflect, which is, of course, the purpose of me walking around campus at night talking to myself with my phone up to my ear like I'm having a conversation, which I am to some degree. So try to get back to Monday's class, which was good. We started with photography, and it worked really well to start with an assignment, give them another, we call the rapid prototypes. I called it the photo blitz, where I told them to bring their cameras to class, and everybody had something to take pictures with, which was good, and gave them 20 minutes to go out, and gave them three things to photograph, kind of mini daily create challenges. One was make a picture of something ordinary, make it look interesting or supernatural. And the other one was make a portrait of someone showing an emotion. The third one was take a picture of converging lines. And they had to do it in the building, and pretty much limited space. And they really did good. You know, it was good energy. People were doing stuff. They got stuff posted. Everybody in class did one. I sat in on Jim's class Tuesday night, and he did the same thing, and it was good energy. What worked out well when I saw him do it is they had time to talk through and sort of get the class involved in sort of calling out what they liked about images, and that was really effective. And then I did a little slideshow talking, shared some of my through-the-lens stuff, talking about photos, and introduced the assignment bag, and that was all really good. And then yesterday, you know, really felt good because started to see the students getting into doing the daily creates and doing the assignments and, you know, tracking them where I can and coming on blog post. Got the last two students who didn't have their blog set up finally. One was a domain pointer issue, and the other was just a kind of a lack of awareness, lack of reading the instructions, but I'm not going to go there, to get WordPress installed. Where am I going? I watch where I'm walking. I'm going to end up some wrong place here. I don't even know this campus yet. So I was feeling really good about the stuff I saw coming in. There were students knocking off the assignments. Had one student create an assignment. They were having fun. They're creating tutorials. All really good stuff. That's really good. And then tonight's session, was hoping to have Darcy Norman come in on Google Hangout, talk about photography. Darcy was great. He talked a lot about his approach to photography, and we got him showing pictures and talking about that, and it was really good. I was disappointed, but the time didn't work out to have Chris Krug come in, Vancouver photographer. He's a guy's a pro, and I'm sure he's going to apologize, and you know, it just was timing, but he happened to be on a plane, so that didn't work out. So we had Darcy talk for about 45 minutes or so. Got maybe two questions from the students. They're just so reluctant. And I don't know. That's what I'm really struggling with, is that part about drawing them into being active. And, you know, I can't tell if they're bored or if they just want me to get up there and talk. I probably need to ask them. That might be a novel approach. Or just change up more of the in-class time. And that's the big thing. That's what's really bothering me, is I'm not really sure if that's really being effective with that time. And then being self-conscious of it is problem some. And I just got to relax a little and go with it, because it's in the mode now where they're mostly going to be doing creating stuff. And had really good conversation with two of the students who are really into it, who've already done really good thoughtful writing, and are asking, you know, how can this be more challenging? How can this be more complex? These guys are, you know, really sharp and creative. So at least a third of the class that I'm really not that worried about. A third that are just, you know, obviously they're doing some of the stuff, and there's still time to rise to that other third. And then the tail third, which just no clue, really hard to read, not really doing everything. And of course, it's too early to get wrapped up in that, but no one's dropped. So still at 20, at 26 students. And I don't know, just feeling pretty, I guess I'm pretty bummed about it. And I guess sit back and think again and circle around a bit with, had a better design some in-class things, so it's less of me just up there yammering away. And raise the game. I don't know, it probably will just happen as they, you know, do the stuff. I've already seen like a change as they're getting more engaged with their own space a little bit. Starting to see more student comments out there. But would like to see even more than that. And it's hard not to be bummed, you know. So this is my first stint of teaching in a really long time. And I think like the last time I pretty much really underestimated it. And not that I really thought I understood how to do it, but I know I don't really know how to do it, but I'm learning as I go. But just really thinking, wow, this takes a lot. So that's where I'm at. I hear rain pitter-pattering somewhere. Is that coming on me? Don't rain on me, man. I've got no umbrella, but doing the daily walk. Daily walk back from campus to the House of Groom, which turns out I really like being able to walk. And it does give this time to debrief. It'd be lousy right now to be sitting in a car, traffic, and doing the same sort of mental turning. But the walking part is good. And so now I got a full 2 days left in the week to do some stuff and think about how to reorient for Monday. Hey, if you have any suggestions, I'm hoping. If I ever get these things posted, I'm several slices behind. I still got a backlog. Apologizing. Always be apologizing. Always be self-deprecating. Always be being. Yep, looking for my spark. I'm just gonna hope that it comes. And that's the life slicing on this not so cold Wednesday night. You know, I don't even have to zip up the jacket here. Probably about 50 right now, maybe high 40s. And wet Virginia February night. Slice of life, February 8th, 2012.